Former White House Communications Director and Trump ally Anthony Scaramucci has had quite a news cycle. Last week, he defended the president but also criticized some of his tweets. That launched a Twitter attack from the president on Scaramucci. And by yesterday, Scaramucci was calmly calling Trump off the rails, calling on Republicans to find a new candidate, and on CNN, criticizing the president's use of Twitter.
He's using the American presidency and the Twitter feed from the American presidency to go after his fellow citizens from the White House, from the presidency, right? And so you guys just think about how disturbing that is. And so for me, you know, he's talking about other people being un-American and they have to go back to places where they came from and stuff like that. Hey, you know, Mr. President, you're being un-American. Bullying is un-American.
Well, for more, let's go to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. With Kara Swisher, editor-at-large at Recode. And Kara, you've spoken in the past with Anthony Scaramucci on your podcast, though not since this break with the president. You know, your sense of what's going on here.
Well, it's interesting. I don't know what changed over that weekend. I think it was the attack from the president, which was pretty straight on for a very minor, slightly disloyal thing to say. But he really wasn't even disloyal. He was just saying he didn't like the racist tweets, essentially.
This is your wheelhouse. Scaramucci told CNN's Anderson Cooper he thinks the Twitter attacks are part of a broader strategy by the president.
And he's lighting up and personalizing this. You know, Anderson, I've got five children. This guy's trying to put me in harm's way on his Twitter feed, as he's done to other people. I'm not saying I'm being singled out. I could care less. But the reason he's doing it is not because of me. He's doing it to scare the bejesus out of all those people up on the Hill that hate his guts. You know, they're up there looking at each other, shaking their head. We got to wait this guy out. It's either 15 months or 5 years. They hate his guts. He knows it. They know it. But they're afraid to speak up.
Talk about that, Kara. The president using Twitter as an intimidation tool. Now, some would say, hey, this is a president who, you know, likes to connect with people. Twitter came along at the right time. But Scaramucci's making quite a charge that this is an intimidation tool.
It's not a new thing. He did it at the beginning of his presidency against corporations. If you remember Boeing and everybody else, he's like the troll in chief. And he uses Twitter as a tool to do whatever he wants politically. So he's using it both to govern, to campaign, and to take aim at people as a weapon.
Well, also, as we saw recently, to spread unfounded conspiracy theory tweets.
Sure.
Your sense of what this means for future presidencies, for our world, that a president can weaponize something that was supposed to be a form of connection.
Well, is it? Was it? I don't know about that. You know, all the things that have happened with Twitter and Facebook and other and social media, it's all been used much more so as a weapon than it has anything else. I mean, literally 18 months ago, I wrote this, that this is a weaponizing tool that it amplifies and it goes to the groups you want to reach. In a lot of cases, he wants to reach his base of people who are on it. And so anybody else just doesn't want to come under that scrutiny. So they keep their mouth shut, even if they disagree. And it's, you know, it's been used by autocratic regimes across the world. Everyone always talks about Twitter, internet being the most open thing in the world. There's nothing autocratic regimes love more than social media because they can use it to abuse and manipulate people.
Well, it has escalated to the point that Anthony Scaramucci is calling on Republicans to replace Donald Trump, saying he's gone off the rails. Trump responded with a tweet saying Scaramucci's only upset that I didn't want him back into the administration and that he wanted to be on TV. You know, I have to, does he have a point in that Scaramucci had this short stint? No. Okay.
No. Here's why. Because this is what he does forever. If he did it just for Scaramucci, sure, you can question Anthony Scaramucci's motives if you want. I get it. I get that. But you know, he's done it for George Conway. He's done it for others. Everybody's always got it. The whole thing Donald Trump relies on is that we think we're so cynical about people that everyone's got a scam going on. And so the biggest scamster of all time is saying everyone's got a scam, and he makes us all sort of descend into the gutter. Like, it takes away the credibility of what anybody is saying. People benefit when you distrust everybody, people who are trying to manipulate.
Well, Anthony Scaramucci has tried. President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, also tried to no effect. And you also have to think of how what Twitter does is exponentially Xerox, you know, repeat what the president is saying. And there are a lot of people who are following him on Twitter.
Well, the only person who really does effectively counter him on Twitter is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I wrote a column about this. Is she speaks the language of the internet, and especially social media. And so the question is, is this going to skew elections so much so, or is it just a lot of noise? And I think we're going to find that out in the next election cycle. It certainly didn't work in 2018 to talk about traveling bands of migrants. Where did they go? It doesn't always work, and people do get fatigued by this. Whatever you think of Scaramucci, I don't think he's going to back down, and maybe he wants a TV contract, maybe he doesn't. But it doesn't undercut something he is saying, which is, in essence, is that the president's using Twitter to try to silence opponents in the GOP. Mm. And that is a problem. That's a real problem.
That's Kara Swisher, editor at large at Recode. Kara, thanks as always.
Thanks a lot.